Hi guys.
Hi.
It's Alinda.
It's Mena.
And you're listening to
Banter with Emmanuel.
Guys, guess what?
I was literally about to say something. I know what you're gonna say. Say it.
For the first time in a long time, we're in the same place and we're recording.
Yes.
Can you please a round of applause? Thank you.
I would have put all those effects. I don't know how they do this. All those clapping. Unrelated, but I really sincerely hate them.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, how was your week? When last were we here? I think it was Wednesday.
Yes, it was Wednesday. Here we go. Not thinking about what happened. Did I have a test? No, I did not. What happened this week, though? You guys actually so bad. Anyway, what's going on with me currently is that I'm stressed about school. I'm beginning to panic a little bit. We're in the middle of the semester. Why has time gone so quickly, you guys? How are we already in the middle of the semester? And I'm going to be having a bunch of tests coming up soon, so there's all studying for that. Apart from that, what happened though? It's not really important. Not really, but anyway, I've been selling books. I'm making profit. I'm a business woman, you guys.
Sorry, love.
A business woman, thank you. Apart from that, that's it too. If I remember anything, I'll tell you people. How was your week?
My week. Thank you very much for that question.
Yes, please.
We're last here on Wednesday, but.
Yes.
I had an exam on Friday. What happened on Saturday? I decided I was not going to open any book because honestly, I know what my eyes saw for Friday's exam. So yeah, I didn't study on Friday. Saturday, Sunday. Wednesday. I had an exam on Wednesday. So as you can tell, I'm going to be having a lot of exams like moving forward between now and like when the semester ends. Semester is ending in 3 weeks or a month. Let's just say a month. Yeah, a month from exactly 4 weeks from the day we're recording. That's when the semester is going to end. So like exams back to back. But yeah, like that's literally it's nothing. Oh yeah, I traveled to where Oinda is. That's something.
Yeah.
That happened. Yes, I traveled to where Oinda is. Yeah, that's basically it. That's all that's happened. We didn't write down talking points. This is becoming a norm on this podcast, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just gonna just talk about like everything. Not everything, Sha, but you get what I mean. So what are we starting with? Did I send anything on Twitter? I didn't.
Let me check.
I was talking about this Bobby Risky thing, but no, we're not gonna do that on this podcast, on this platform. Not on this platform. Like, we don't have talking points too. With the way things are looking.
I am so...
Oh! We have.
Which one?
Okay. This mother-in-law video. Do you guys...
I didn't even watch it.
You didn't watch it? Let me play it. I'm playing it.
As a woman, when you are going, advise that first tree, you don't go with a gift. Or something too big, maybe just a basket of food or something, or a plan for mama. When you get there, depending on your culture, in my culture, we kneel to greet elders. As a Yoruba girl, you will kneel down and remain on your knees. And you will let your eyes look down. It's not that you'll be staring at the mama and the baba and everybody there. Let them tell you to stand up before you stand up. Even if you're an extrovert, please pretend that day. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Stand up. Ah, my daughter, stand up. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. Okay, so you stand up. When you get inside, sit on the very first seat. Don't walk around, you know, the length of the house. Just enter and sit down. When you sit down, you may not realize they may be watching you through the keyhole because you've gone there for your entrance exam.
It can't be that deep. It most certainly cannot be that serious.
You calmly remember what you wear. Will not be something you'll be looking for scarf and be pushing like this and then one high heel shoe that you are shaking. No. Be as comfortable as possible. Not that your cleavage, everything is okay. If you must look around, turn your eyes, not your head. you know, and all that. If they ask you any question, answer briefly. Where are you from? Are you in Anambra State of Nigeria? It's just, you know, as calmly as possible. If they are discussing or the TV is on, don't open your mouth and say, ah, you see your pastor, oh my God. Sweet, you know, now, I voted. Did you vote that day, Mama? You know, I know you will not finish food if they serve you, but please, if the meat is tough, don't pull it. Just leave it like that. And make sure that no oil spills on your dress. As soon as you finish eating, I know you won't finish everything, you know, just a little. Even if you're hungry, go and drink curry when you get home. But, you know, just carry your plate. Make attempts to pack. Ah, my dear, leave it. Housekeepers, no, ma. Thank you, ma. Thank
you, ma. Is the music serious music?
Just be looking down. Am I pretending? No, I'm being diplomatic. Carry the plate, you go to the kitchen, you wash. Yes, you wash the plate. Some of you go to your boyfriend's houses and you wash plates there. So we're talking about your in-laws now. Shh. Singles, we'll meet again.
Yeah, this is a video. I don't know what do you think about it?
I think that it cannot be this. What do you mean I should not look around with my I feel, see, this is the thing. This, it goes back to this that we've spoken about on this podcast before. Is all this respectability, this
I service
something. Let them know the I'm not saying that it should obviously God should have respect and all that, but all this, why are you pretending?
Like that washing plates thing, like, do you know, like, genuinely, I don't even like to wash, like, I'm not going to do it. So, you're not saying that I love washing plates, so, did I not wash plates? And I'm like, this person did not wash plates, though, like, I don't know.
Out of everything, that was actually something that I do every time I used to go. So, even, but it's not about in-laws, anywhere I go, I always just will wash the plate.
And,
I
okay,
use.
So, like, okay, the whole washing plate thing, but, okay, let me just say that. If you don't know the person, it's like, how do I explain? Like, if you don't know the person, you should wash the plate, but. But, like, imagine you coming to my house now. Or, no, not even you. There's some of my friends that come to my, they can eat and leave the plates. And I'm not going to be annoyed that you guys, but I don't know this person, so like I just feel like even those normal manners, like imagine like this thing that she said now, just forget like in-laws, just in general.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying.
I feel like if you even go to someone's house that you don't know, like they're just a weird, you just be reserved unto yourself. Do you understand? Like, I don't think, anyway.
Yeah, but like making it specific to your in-laws, and like, what do you mean I should not look around? No, that one, I held those knuckles. And it just feels like you're putting on a, I don't know, man.
Like a show.
Yeah, basically. And you're not. Mm-hmm. She said, she called it being diplomatic, but. Because they will still eventually get to know the. I don't know, man. I feel like some people will see that and be like, why are you so.
Yeah. Scripted.
Yeah, basically. Like you're not being authentic, basically. Because that's not. Again, it's not as if you shout, wow, and be like. Obviously, I think that basic manner should be okay. Instead of just like making this whole serious list and all of that, so yeah.
Anyway, somebody quoted the tweet that this video was and said, "Intertribal marriages intertribal marriages go too funny. As an Urhobo girl, visiting Yoruba in-laws will be funny. The last thing I'll do is kneel down. And no, it's not from a place of rebellion. Where I'm from, kneeling is synonymous to begging." We only knew when we commit some grave offense.
Fair enough.
You must inspire us of existence. I've knelt before my father twice and chose to beg. I never knelt before my mom. So the last thing on my mind when visiting in-laws will be to kneel. And not only kneel, but to remain there till the husband stand up. It's just funny. You know what? She could have relayed this information without telling us her tribe. I happen to be from this place. I can't speak my language, but like I know one thing. I know Migwa. Migwa means I'm on my knees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean knees.
Yeah,
I'm on my knees. That's literally what it translates to. And Rendo is stand up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where you're from. They kneel down. So that's the thing. That's like, but like, I think I get where she's coming from, Sha. Like, do you know that there was a point my mom was making us kneel down to greet?
Oh yes, till this day. Till this day,
and it's strange home. To me because like, why are you telling me anything? Not to her, to her, like, so to her, like, it's not like a full new, it's just like a, you shall bend down, sha.
Yeah.
But like, you, like, what do you mean I should buy two knees on the floor? What's that?
It's very random. Especially, I don't know, and she does it to specific people. Like, I thought we had gotten to the point where, like, I pretend like I'm going, you get, I do the motion, but I'm actually not going. So I remember one time, I can't remember, what's that one old person? And they were like, completely, I'm not doing this. Sorry.
That should kneel down fully. I beg.
Please. I do it, you know, I go down small. Thank you. I move forward. It's very.
That should kneel down fully. I beg. You can't be that serious.
And especially my tribe. Like, not even be defending my tribe. The whole ISF, it's many courses. Ah. We are number one in that. I'm so sorry. It's to the point where sometimes it's too much. Please, like. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, you people that are engaged, help your vendo. These are the
rules and regulations
they have to do. Don't look around.
Actually, jokes apart, like, have manners. That's the bottom line. Have manners. Simple.
I think it's also the music.
I feel like it's the person that edited it. Put the music.
Because I'm not in complete disagreement. I do think some of it is like.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Like, very exaggerated, but yeah. To be fair, I don't even think that unless something's wrong with you, I feel like anybody who's meeting their in-laws would even be reserved in the first place because it's like a pretty big deal because obviously you want to impress them and all that. Anyway, chat. In case it's not occurred to you, they gave you rules and regulations. Just write it down, keep it. In case you don't have common sense, I don't know how to behave. You can keep it. Yeah.
Anyways, I saw a tweet on Twitter that resonated so much with me. And it goes thus. My dear Nollywood, we are slowly pivoting towards a tribal trajectory.
Pivoting towards a tribal trajectory.
As I skim through all the amazing language-based titles coming out of the industry, I cannot help but see a subtle race to showcase whose culture is the best. AMVCA. That's something I was forgetting. I cannot help but see a subtle race to showcase whose culture is best. As much as we desire to tell our stories ourselves, the competitive lines are becoming less blurry. When South Africans make films, they have one goal. I disagree with this bit of the tweet though. But anyway, let me just carry on.
Mm-hmm.
They have one goal, which is quite evident in their final work. The big picture is South Africa as a brand. How do we sell South Africa to the world, not Africans? He goes on to list a bunch of tribes in South Africa. And, however, reverse is the case with us. We're all about how do I sell Igbo, Yoruba, Hausa culture? Well, as much as some might be of the opinion that if they see these tribes and the beauty of our diversity, they'll be attracted to our culture at large. Let me ask this question to you, dear filmmaker. Please look in the mirror and honestly tell yourself the truth. When you make your language-based films, do you have a mindset of communalism or individualism? Until we start seeing this whole process as a we-focused movement and not I, then and only then can we boldly say we are ready to scale up. Okay, let me go first with this tweet. Okay, let me just enter. It's not to say. First of all, Nigeria is not a united. As much as there was amalgamation and you know, they joined us here.
No.
But there are a bunch of tribes. Nigeria is not like... I don't know how to explain this. Is that going to a country like Paris?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you... Or Hungary?
If we're hungry, yeah.
Hungary is hungry. Like, there's just Hungarian... The culture is not really...
Again, like, yeah. Each... Like, for example, in each tribe, we have different languages, first of all. Let's even start with that. Different food. Like, there's a lot of individual. Like,
you can't really, like...
call for coming.
It won't work. I don't know.
Like, we don't have one united language, first of all. Yeah. So let's start with that.
Okay, maybe, okay, we're speaking, English is not our language, but we're
speaking English. English is not our language, but yeah. It's the common,
yeah. So, like, there's no... Nigeria itself is just... Everybody lives on their own, like...
Basically.
And there's... Yeah, that's basically the main... You cannot really... Because everybody's doing their own thing. This person's culture is very, very different from this other person's culture.
So how do you... Mean?
Whatever they want to showcase is, like, you know, might not be the same and everything. So, this is, like, where I have issues with this. But, you know what? I'm tired of indigenous movies. I think it's very lazy. I think it's a way, it's an escape route from writing a good story. I said it too. Come on, beat me your mouth. Like, I feel, sit down, get script writers and come up with something. Indigenous movies and political movies, let's leave it behind. As we're moving forward, I want to ask that this year was a, you know, was a joke, you know.
That's
because,
so
you know, it is March. I've only watched one good movie.
Absolutely.
In like on the big screen, yeah. Only one this year. It's April. Tomorrow is it's April already.
April.
Like, I don't know if it's not politics, it's only fighting.
And I feel like even the politics, like, they never say anything new
and nothing new.
Literally, they're not adding anything to the conversation. It's the same old story. Like,
the I think I mentioned Love is War,
and now it's the
husband
same
and wife fight. The two Aishas that I watched, it was a best friend. Like as in today, not for political, but yes, we need to stop making political Nollywood movies. Like, let's actually stop it. Let's leave it behind. Let's actually leave political movies behind in 2024 as I move forward with life.
Thank you.
Indigenous movies too, please. Please be creative. Be creative. Like, it's not every day you tie a wrapper and stay in the bush and be forests and like actually do you understand? Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Moving on. Anything else you wanna add?
I think I see where you're coming from, but some people are actually killing me in the comments. Somebody said we don't have a culture. I mean, I guess I understand in the sense that we don't have a united culture, but say, you know what you're asking for is essentially ethnocide, linguicide, and essentially genocide. I think that's a very extreme take. Like, Chelsea, calm down, please. Like, that's so it's asking for bloodshed.
Hey! On top Nollywood.
Somebody gonna say something. But yeah, I think, yeah, basically, everything Mela said.
Yeah, you guys.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm such agreement. There was someone. I don't know, what do you talk about saying that was him?
AMVC, AMVC. Okay. Please, I don't know if you're discussing for this podcast. I will say it. It's my, right. My plan. I will say it's my platform.
Talk.
There was this movie that came out over the. Is this the real spelling? Aja Kaju. It's by Eniola Ajao. She's the. I think she's the EP. I don't really know, but she put 200 million naira into the movie, which is actually crazy for your first cinema project. But all the best to you. So what happened was that at the premiere, like, you know how people do at premieres, like, they can do like best dressed,
you know,
male and female and everything. So they gave the best dressed female to Bobrisky.
That's how
it was started. I'm not going to even go into that, but how is that your strategy? Of all the things you could do. Of all the things you could do, this is what you chose.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think
how are you supposed to take you seriously?
Yeah, but that's the thing. I think sometimes people misunderstand the idea that, you know, this idea that all press. But like, yes, people are talking about you, but how are they talking about you? Basically. I think people forget that part that you do want to be taken seriously as well, because now everything, in fact, they're taking away from. I didn't know about this from the movie, to be honest. I just saw that everybody was complaining that Bobrisky won best dress for something.
Yes.
So it's not a very good strategy, because it doesn't link back to your movie. I just saw that everybody was in arms. So
Yeah, I don't think that was a good marketing strategy, but
it's not really smart, innit?
And 200 million. Oh,
all the best.
I really hope your movie's
still all the actual best.
In this economy? Nah, that's crazy.
Anywho, speaking of Nollywood, it's that time of the year. It's time for the AMVCA. So AMVCA 10 is coming. I think it's probably in May. It's usually May, to be honest. But yeah, it's probably in May.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm just going to like read out like the nominees and basically tell you who I want to win, as per usual. Every year. Anyway, so the first category is Best Digital Content. Lizzie J, Lai Wasabi, Elozonam, Lina. Oh, I know Lina. She's an actress. Okay. Jemima Osunde and Taoma. What do you...
Me, I'm partial to Lai Wasabi.
I'm partial to Lai. Like, please, Lai.
He genuinely kills me. Like...
Yeah. And he's so effortlessly.
Yeah. And he doesn't like, do like, these weird... Stupid. Like, he doesn't do these dumb skits that I used to. Like, I don't know. Every time I... 90% of the time I go to laugh, so... I mean, I used to watch Tower, but like... I don't know.
I don't even watch skits anymore. There was a point where I used to watch skits, like...
It's when they started getting too long for me. I'm so sorry. You should be able to give me your punchline in like...
Let's know. Get straight to the points. You get get it like wrapped up. Don't come here and waste our time.
Like, I feel like the new wave... Like,
of,
I
yeah.
never felt like them Sabinas, like,
I've never, ever in my life.
I watched one just for, like, and I was just,
never gone on my way to look for a Sabinas video. Never. All these people, never. You never see me
there. And it's, like, always just very exaggerated, like, there's no humor. It's like, oh, being extra, and then it's, like, I'm supposed to laugh, and I'm just, like.
Unrelated, but shout out to Mr. Macaroni for his nonsense. Moving swiftly on, best indigenous movie. I'm not going to be choosing any movie out of here because you guys know how I feel about indigenous movies.
I'm so good.
You can choose. Okay. Just choose. Who would you like?
Mami Water. What did that one? Oh, that
it was in cinemas in Vienna, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah. That was. I saw something about them.
That sounds interesting. East Africa. Oh, I don't know
either. Yeah, that's best indigenous East Africa. There's best indigenous South Africa. But that's moving to the one that I know. Best multi-choice talent factory movie. I've not watched any of these, but maybe Her Dark Past, because Linda Ihoma Ejiofor is in it.
Oh, okay.
So, best scripted Mnet original. I've only heard of Slum King and Itura. And I think maybe people will prefer Itura to Slum King. So maybe Itura. Okay. Best unscripted Mnet original. I don't know any of them.
Okay.
Best indigenous. Best supporting actor. You have my attention now.
Yeah.
So best supporting actor. We have Alex Ekubo for Afame Funa. We have Demola Adedoyin for Breath of Life. We have Itele D. Icon. For Jagu Jagu, I have no clue who that is. We have Gregory Ojefwa, This Is Life. Gregory Ojefwa has an AMVCA nomination. That's okay. We have Timine Ebusom for a Tribe Called Judah, Levi Chikere for Blood Vessel, and Ropo Ewenla for Over the Bridge. I've not watched Over the Bridge. They got a lot of nominations.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But anyway. For you guys, Afame Funa.
You guys will just wait next week.
Next week,
we'll be doing
a review of this movie. Yeah. But I want Alex Ekubo to win this in this category.
Okay,
you've not watched Breath of Life. Ah, good.
I really should, you know. I really should.
I was going to ask you who you think the lead of in this movie was.
Do you know what? I watched them both. Should we after that? Yes, I watched them both.
When? You can watch them. You can watch this weekend. You can use Monday. Okay, you have exam on Tuesday.
I have my exam on Tuesday. That's it. It has to be on Tuesday. I mean, I could probably squeeze in one, at least. One of them.
Squeeze enough for me for now.
Okay. I'll squeeze it in.
You guys. Anyway, yes, I want Alex Kubo to win. Or Demola Adedoyin, but heavy on Alex Kubo.
Yeah.
Best supporting actress, Joker Silva for Over the Bridge again. Fatia William for Jagu Jagu, Bimba Akintola for The Black Book, Genevieve Omen for Breath of Life, Eliana Emuhire for Omen, Tana Adelana for Ijobon, Ejiro Onajaife for Madame Koi Koi. You know what? I'm happy Genevieve got a nomination.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy. But I want Tana to win it. I've not watched Ijobon. I've not watched this. But I want Tana Adelana to win in this category. Just because I feel like she has been acting for longer. And I just love that she's finally like...
Yeah, getting her flowers, basically.
Also, like, can we speak about Genevieve being in the same category as Jacque Silva?
That's crazy.
And Fatia Williams. Okay. Mm. I love it for her.
We love to see it.
Best lead actor. Now, this is where the problem is.
Mm. You're completely
Wale Ojo, Breath of Life. I don't think he was the lead in Breath of Life.
You would say it's
Chimezie. That was, you can watch it and see, but I feel the story, like, I don't think he was the lead. And if at all you wanted to make him the lead, okay, let me give an example.
Mm-hmm.
Can they nominate two actors from the same movie in the same category? No.
I mean, I think you can do it in, like, best supporting if there are multiple supporting actors. I think supporting.
Okay, so let me give an example. I don't know if this is not really spoiling anything, but in Afame Funa, right,
mm-hmm.
there was, like, younger versions of there was a younger Alex Ekubo, there was a younger Stan Nze.
Mm-hmm.
There was a younger Elizabeth, honestly. Yeah. So, imagine why would, like, if at all... I'm trying to drive or something. So now, imagine them nominating Stan Nze as best lead actor in a movie.
And
then nominating the younger one as best supporting actor in a movie. Mm. Isn't it the same person? Like,
I get what you mean.
I feel like it's the same.
Like, yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. That's just how I feel about it. Like, that's just how I feel personally. And it's the same thing. Demola Adedoye played the younger version of Wale Ojo in Birth of Life.
But so then
Do you know what they should have done? They should have nominated either of them. That is either Wale Ojo or Demola Adedoye for supporting.
Yeah.
Then Chimezie Imo for the lead. When you watch the movie, you
yes.
reflect. Anyways, yes. So, back to best lead actor. Wale Ojo for Breath of Life. Stan Nze for Afame Funa. Mark Zenga for Omen. I have not watched this Omen movie.
Have you watched The Black Book? Oh my god. Oh, it's just like, hey, time. Because I was thinking, but is there best movie? There's no best movie, is there?
There is. We're going to get there.
So, no, I was thinking we could do like a ranking.
Okay. Okay, but outside of the category.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like,
I have a lot to watch. I don't mind.
Even if it's just like best movie, like the ones that they pick or like ones that have gotten multiple nominations. Okay, so make it a standard.
Okay. David Ezekiel for Blood Vessel, Richard Mufeda Mijo for Black Book, and Adeji Meji.
I think I saw something about this Black Book. I can't remember.
Someone said that. Black Book is a definition of camera quality covering nonsense. It's not me that said it, somebody. Somebody said it. And that is why I've not really been watching. That's why most of these movies here, even though they're on streaming, I've not watched a lot of them because the reviews are not good. It's almost as if they're just making any nonsense and putting it out. Moving on.
Yeah.
Best lead actress. I've just called their names, I beg. Shegunola Ogidon, Lucy Dibe, Omomi Dada, Ireti Doyle, Adobe Dibo, Evelyn Ili, Kende Bankole, Funke Akindele. So I want Kende Bankole to win.
But you don't like this movie.
But why is she getting a nomination for Adire and not Sister?
So.
When is this Sister come out last year?
And Sister is
she performed so well.
No, her acting was the standout, like top tier.
Shegunola Ogidon, I can put money on it. that she did well. I've not watched the movie, but I can bet you that she acted so well in that movie. So if Ada, Kehinde, Shegilola, or maybe Funke, I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Best costume design, Breath of Life. Easily, easily. Like, I was just looking at, Genoveva's hair.
Yeah.
Everything. She just looks so good. Like, I feel like... Yeah. Best makeup, maybe Mami Water. I've seen, a few clips of the movie, and it looks like... Yeah, maybe Mami Water. Best writing in a series. Do you know, when I first saw this list, nomination list there, and I saw Skin Game in Transit Season 7, I was annoyed because Season 7 has been quite slow.
Yeah.
But after watching today's episode... Anyway.
Weren't you watching... Did we start this Wura?
Yeah, we did. I literally have not watched that for a year.
No. Okay.
So... I've watched MTV Sugar Niger and Skinny Girl in Transit. I think I'll give it to Sugar. I think I'll give it to Sugar. Sugar is better. Best writing. Okay, so writing is different from casting.
Yeah. Which one do you think had the better storyline?
That's what I'm like. I don't know. I know writing is different from casting, but don't the writers have, the actors in mind?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
I mean, I think that sometimes...
Or you have, what they want to look at, what they want the actors to look like.
It can be, but I don't think it's usually that's the standard practice.
I mean, for Breath of Life, I can tell you that it was brilliantly done, in terms of the casting.
Yeah.
Like, the person that taught... I don't know if you know Misha Raka. I don't know if you know her.
I don't think so.
But, yeah. Casting them as mother and... Genoveva and Michelle. Mm-hmm. Casting them as mother and daughter. I'm like, this person thought... As in, this person sat down...
That's a good casting
and
director.
And thought and said, even casting Wale Ojo and Ademola Adedoyin, as... the young
You can in you a can world just, you can visualize that he would grow up into this person basically. It's not perfect.
You know, 10 out of 10. And Afa Mifuna, I had one issue with the casting. One issue. The Amaka, I don't, you won't eventually watch it. Amaka's mom. Amaka's dad is Kanayo.
Mm-hmm.
She's mixed race.
Mm.
When she's younger. She's played by Chisom. I don't know her name. One girl. Hey, you know Venita's Nengi's sister in Unmarried. That's her.
Okay.
The mom is very Nigerian.
Oh, and it's like, where's the mix?
Where's the mix? Where did the mix come from? That's my issue. That's something I pointed out. Because immediately I saw her.
Yeah, just like.
I was like, okay, where's, when immediately I saw, Atlanta, I was like, okay, where's her mom? Because always they are showing us her dad. And when I saw a normal-looking Nigerian lady, I'm like, okay, who did this? Arrest, constable.
I'm so good.
Arrest this man, yeah. Writing. And apparently, A Tribe Called Judah was also a good movie. Yeah. Faith. A Tribe Called Judah or Breath of Life?
Breath of Life.
Really? You didn't like A Tribe Called Judah?
I don't know how to review movies.
No, it's not a review. Just what you think about it.
I feel like Tribe Called Judah, you know, because already Funke Akindele. Let me start from there. And... I won't say too much was happening, but
really?
No, I don't know. But I'll feel Breath of Life, sir. I don't know when it's called I cried from Breath of Life, but
I wept.
So I don't know if I'm picking the emotions.
Because of the emotions, yeah.
But if I'm to watch anything again, it's Breath of Life. So I watch that 10 times.
I did.
I won't be tired.
Yeah.
Tribe Called Judah. I know I was shouting after that I was giving, but Miriam was nah, 7 over 10, Abby, I don't know what she gave it. Yeah.
Okay.
From Brighton.
I beg, don't say it outside. Best documentary. I don't know any of these. Best series scripted. Maybe Wura. I don't know.
But that's the only one we know, so.
I'm telling you. 1 second, I think there's another. There's definitely like a best movie.
Or is it that one, best writing? I mean,
I don't think best writing and best movie. I'm checking the second link, the Mnet scripted short film. Lead actress. Editing. Best sound design. Breath of Life, the sound design was really good. So if they can win. Art direction. Oh, Pat Nebo, this guy that passed. Costume, okay, we've done costume design.
Yeah.
Best makeup, we've done makeup. TV series writing, we've done that.
Mm-hmm.
We've done documentary, we've done...
Okay.
Best series best unscripted.
Actual, best movie, it's the last one.
I'm coming before we get there. Best director. Kayode Kasum for Afamefuna. Simple and short. Simple and short, but they might give me Bishashore.
They might give him.
What was this? Best movie. Mm-hmm. The nominees are Funmilayo Ransom Kuti. Okay.
First, Breath of Life didn't have much PR. Let me actually add that one. Yes. Like, Funke didn't let her movie rest.
Yes,
like,
up top. It was in our faces then.
Like, you turn Breath of Life, turn Breath of Life. Even if every celebrity literally did PR for
the movie,
Breath of Life, I found out from you. Me and I was gonna post on my story. Please, you should watch this movie. So, like,
that movie was as in
watching it.
But it's like, basically like
I didn't know about it,
but it was word of mouth. Like, it was so good that people were talking about it. Yeah,
yeah. When I saw that Breath of Life movie, the day I watched it, I said, "What?"
Immediately I finished, I was like, watching it again. Everyone was like, "Rest."
Immediately I finished watching Breath of Life. I literally had to go to Prime Video's page on Instagram and repost on my story like this damn movie.
Yeah, like everyone should watch it. So so the PR part.
Yeah. Anyway, so the list, Funmilayo Ransom Kuti. Apparently,
I didn't know that
the lead is Kehinde Bankole, and I'm like, that's very on brand to cast her as a lead. For I see what you did there. I see what you did.
That person, the person, yeah.
Breath of Life is on this list. Over the Bridge. I don't know where Funmilayo Ransom Kuti and Over the Bridge are showing. Maybe they're not on streaming yet. And Blood Versus on Netflix.
Okay.
Breath of Life is on Prime Video. A Tribe Called Judah is not on streaming. The Black Book's on Netflix. Mommy Water is still in cinemas, I think. I don't know if it's out of cinemas.
Oh, but damn. Like, so Water, our ranking will be affected, though. The ones we can watch.
So you can watch Blood Vessel. For me, I've not watched Blood Vessel and The Black Book.
Every time this listens to me, I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to watch.
I watch Blood Vessel.
That laughter tells you all you need to know, guys. We know this.
But
I don't know how to review movies, but like I'm just saying my like.
No,
my,
say yeah, that's how you see.
Let me be that, like, what's that? At the end, the I don't know, am I spoiling for you people? I don't understand. I didn't understand.
Like, what was the point? Yeah, why did you not watch it?
Where was it driving to?
What are you trying to tell us?
Yeah, like, what are you trying to tell us?
I'm not shocked.
Because
do you
get the storyline?
Before you say what you're saying, do you know who is responsible for Blood Vessel?
Who?
Glamour Girls.
I was gonna say Charles.
This is very on brand. You get I'm not Charles Opaleke.
The only
good thing that he has done, sorry to say, I don't know if podcast will reach, is Rattlesnake. That's the only one that can say living in body,
yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But then, like,
what's the
storyline?
All of them are they have a base, like, they're not fresh stories, they're
basically reboot.
The storyline, that's it, two brothers, it's like, I don't know, they're like running away from their house, like better life. They want to japa. And it's like one now got under, one got someone's daughter pregnant. So the father was out for him. Then I don't know where they found money from. I can't remember like that. So they now ran away. In the running away, they now met other people too that wanted to japa too. Then there's that guy, Francis Drew. Yeah, he was the ship king.
Ah, Francis Drew, okay.
He's an oil PH riverside.
Okay.
So, see now, they own like.
I also hate stories that already exist. Not original, this thing. Like, now, sorry to say, not to be a hater or anything, but like, all these, like, you make a movie about NSAS, for example. Like, all these things that,
it's not original.
Yeah. I'm sure that movie is about oil bunkering, have you?
I don't even know. Yeah, something like that.
All these, so all these things that, it's already happening.
They enter to Japan now, and the guy say, Mr. P, that was his name. They paid Mr. P money, that this one take them to which country was he going to take them? So I don't know. They just entered the boat. They were at the bottom. Very dirty place.
Is it Italy?
Eh?
Is it Italy?
I think so. I don't know. But then the owners of the ship are white people. Last, one was hungry, no green. He now came out of the place that they put him in. There's no toilet. One bucket that they were weaning. Like, it was quite disgusting. Last, as they now caught, the white people now caught them when they said shooting. The other one and his babe was trying to protect the girl because she was already pregnant. Nkankaka, story. It's just the girl. Then the two brothers, they threw one overboard. I don't even know, like, it was at the end, like,
it was sad.
I don't know, they now went back to their mother. I didn't get.
So you went, you went through all this and then.
Yeah, to like go back. Like, you didn't even reach your.
It wasn't a satisfaction. Yeah, it wasn't a satisfaction.
The whole movie was literally on the boat.
Oh, I see. I imagine that'd be very boring.
What's that?
Let me check the people responsible for that.
I'm still good.
Blood.
And then I think one of the actors, I think he died.
Yes, I saw it. Yeah, yes, I saw that.
Ewo.
I don't know if his own was acting the movie or like 3 days after the movie.
It's after it dropped, yeah.
Kai.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's a very stupid movie.
So why did they get nominations, Lana?
I don't know. Because it's not nice. Maybe it's because it's on Netflix. And sorry, this AMVC, is it not, or is it just Nollywood?
Moses Inwang.
Or it's just the ones they show on African Magic?
It's supposed to be Nollywood now.
It's Nollywood movies,
it's all Nollywood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
If it's on Nollywood, there are a lot of good movies that are not on. No, wait, no. Did they not? It's Selena. It's not the YouTube movie.
Are they not? Okay.
She got a nomination. She won the award for it. Yeah. If we're being real, if we're trying to be transparent here, if you're taking things, movies from Netflix and Prime, you should take movies from other platforms too.
Yeah.
Look at other platforms too. Yeah. Yes, now.
To be fair, Sean.
Let's not even mention Iroko here.
Yes, ma.
Because they've not uploaded a movie in a year. Well, that's an aside. But yes, you guys. I'm not here to complain. So I'm assuming we're not watching Blood Vessel.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't want to watch. Even that Black Book, I don't even want to watch it, but
no,
I will just watch it.
Black Book is nice. Maybe I'm the one that.
Faith does not have taste. No taste.
Wait, you have not watched
Black. I've
not
watched it.
No taste. For you to like Adire.
Wait, have you watched Adire?
She has not watched Adire.
I've not watched Adire.
How will you watch when you're following men? Adire was nice.
Okay, Faith, let me tell you the bad. let me be specific now with the things that
were. Even if you're specific, I won't care because I like it.
What was seductive about those lingerie? Tell yourself, let's be sincere here. She was selling lingerie, she was sewing lingerie in that. She was this is a full bum shot. Full bum shot.
Who said bum shot can be sexy now?
The bra was not even sexy. So that was
bum shots can be sexy.
I've watched Adire. And I watched it because of Kendi, because I thought I had hope for it. They wasted Michael Folari. That's what paid me the most about that movie. They wasted him.
Yeah, he only showed up like twice
every
3 times.
Our star?
Right? Our trailblazer.
Our Ishaya. My sister. Our trailblazer. Hey, what's the give Michael Folari a trailblazer?
But the thing is, I feel like it was just after that Far From Home.
He hasn't really done as much as... Yeah. Not that... Far From Home is not his only movie.
Yeah.
But he has not done as much as Chimezie.
Which of the Funke movie? Baton
Buka Street. Buka Street, yes. I remember him. Okay. He was even in... was he not in Payday?
Payday was since now. I know it was recent.
But at least he was... You know, he has done... He has done some Eureka TV movies as well.
Yeah.
Trailblazer. Chimezie Imo.
You know what he was saying? I wanted to call Mike's name, but I was like, he hasn't done
as much. Chimezie has worked. Have you watched Nimbe?
No.
Have you heard of Nimbe?
Yeah. Latif is inside.
If you watch Nimbe, like, that's sorry to say, not to insult anyone, but that's like the only good movie that Toyin Abraham ever done in her whole.
Are you serious? That's the only.
She performed so well. Chimezie Imo. And obviously, what's his name? Joe. In our show, but yes. I don't even want to come and I don't want to discuss Nollywood after I've discussed Nollywood for the whole podcast. Are you watching anything new? Listening to anything new?
Where am I? What's that? I feel like I have something. Anyway, I'm still watching House Sha. I'm on season 4 currently, and the way it's going, it's like I'll finish it by the end of the semester, which is not the plan. Did I watch something else? What do I feel like I did and I just don't remember? Anyway, my plans. So finally, Skin Girl Transit has finished, so I will be watching this week because I binge watch. Anyway, if you've not watched Skin Girl Transit,
I don't see why not.
Go watch it. Thank you. Am I listening to anything new? No, I'm not currently.
Okay.
Yeah.
What am I watching? So, same thing. I'm watching When Are We Getting Married. I finished Dear Diane season 1. Ah, you guys, the chaos. The chaos. Let's not get into it. But yeah, I think that's all. I'm not really.
Yeah.
And then I'm listening. So this week, I'm listening to Duncan Mighty's catalog.
Mm.
Skookie, do you know Skookie? Nobody knows Skookie. Faith, do you know Skookie?
Skookie.
Yes.
I know him now. But I don't know. I actually know him.
Focanizer. When you know, Pass the Agbara. You know one? No.
I know I've heard of Skookie. And I know one of
his. You know Focanizer. Do you know Focanizer?
You're not taking me well now.
Let me play Focanizer. You don't believe the kind of organizer I'm talking about.
I feel like I have an idea, but okay.
No, this one.
Let go. Wala, you didn't shake up. I say I've been gone.
Fresh of the boat. Bad girl looking like a roller boat. I feel like I know this song.
I genuinely feel like I know this song.
No, this one. This should be fast now. Which one is that? I think it should see it. Focanizer. No, this one. Is that Erica? Okay, she's not the one. Anyway, yeah, I'm listening to Skookie. I don't know why. And his lyrics are not really on brand for me. But
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. But yeah, Mrs. Cookie, Duncan Mighty, Timaya, Mayokun. I don't know, you guys, I'm listening to like their whole catalogue. I've just been listening back to back. Kizdano as well, like old Kizdano. yeah, that's basically it. Nothing else, I guess. Yes. Yeah, that's it. All right. Yeah. We've come to the end of this week's episode.
Yeah.
I actually want to sleep. I'm so tired. But anyways, I see you guys next time.
No. Like, I'll be sorry. Subscribe, download,
share
to your friends, to your enemies.
God bless you. All right. Bye.
Bye.